are starting to gather in. And our guest author is also an historian, Alan Samry. Good evening, Alan.
Hey, Lori. How are you tonight?
Great. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
I see you brought your latest book, Mapping Fairhope, Legends, Locals, and Landmarks. Tell us about that first, and then you have even more.
Yes. So this is a collection of my Fairhope Living magazine articles. So we started in, November of 2020. And I started writing for the magazine right off and enjoyed doing it. And it's sort of, I was writing all different kinds of pieces. So it didn't really start as these historical pieces. It started more as features, like, biographies about certain people that were here, like Lou Anne Barnhill. And I did a piece on Ben Raines. And then it sort of transitioned into, like, hey, we wanted to do a piece on history for each month too. So then I started tackling the history pieces as well. So anything from like the historic hotels that, some are still here, some are gone, to the People's Railroad and the Volanta Railroad. Just kind of, did some research and gathered up all that information. There's just stories I love to tell. So
I see some stories in here I don't know. And I've been in Fairhope over 30 years. I'm interested in reading the Knoll Park Christmas tree tradition.
Yes, that's really was just kind of a neat find. And they were seasonal. It was a seasonal couple. And they were, his family was a publisher, Christopher Publishing. And they just, once he passed, they planted this tree in his honor. And then it just became, Knoll Park became sort of the center of all the Christmas gatherings for decades. And then,
now, what are we talking, when, the early 1900s?
So this would have been 1920s. It's okay. 1930s it would have started, yeah. And then into the 30s and then the 40s. And then by the 50s it was, Santa would be in Knoll Park. And so he would give gifts to, there were local organizations that would give gifts to the children, all done by collection through donations. And then, later on, I guess it sort of transitioned because it wasn't, let's face it, it wasn't really helping the downtown merchants. So at some point they said, hey, let's move Santa, in front of the post office.
Yes.
And
okay.
So then he came there. And then, of course, now, our Santa is, in front of the museum now.
And he arrives.
Yes.
In the Christmas
parade.
That's
right. He arrives on the fire truck, which is totally fabulous.
Speaking of museum, you've spent a good bit of time there.
Yes. I was worked at the museum for a while. Prior to that, I worked at Fairhope Public Library. And now I'm the librarian at Coastal Alabama Community College, right here on the Fairhope campus.
But you have a history of a librarian and historianism. Is that even a word?
Yeah. I call myself a public historian because I like the popular history. I don't really like, I love the Fairhope Courier because it has that first, it's the first draft of history. I do like digging in a little bit, but as a librarian, that's kind of part of my job too, and I like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a librarian, I wrote the previous book I wrote was Stump the Librarian, which is more of a memoir and a collection of essays about people with, people with missing a leg, and then also kind of some of my personal stories about
as
that too.
You have a prosthetic leg.
Yes, I'm a below the knee amputee, right?
And it hasn't seemed to slow you down one bit.
No, it certainly
hasn't.
I'm
sure it was an adjustment.
Yes.
But you have a great attitude to overcome and continue no matter what.
I do, and I always have there's a sort of a play on it. So if you look at my book, or if you know the cover, you'll see that the LEG in Legends is kind of highlighted, and that's on purpose.
I didn't notice that before. I see it now. That's funny. And talking about not stopping you, you also host the Fairhope Historic Walking Tours every April, right?
Yes, I do the personal tours myself. I do private tours through my business, Fairhope by Foot, and then I also do the April. I'm doing some of the April tours. I've got some other Gabriel at the museum is going to do a tour, and I've got some other people that are going to share the tours this April, but I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
So we hope everybody can come by and meet Alan tonight. We're here until 8, sometimes 8:30. We've got wine and refreshments. All of your books are here. What a great coffee table gift.
Yes, there are illustrations too for folks, since if you don't have the book in your hands, that each piece that I wrote is about 700 or 800 words, so it's a nice little dip into history.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks in Fairhope, but there's also a accompanying photograph with all of them too.
Good. And if folks cannot make it tonight, where are your books? books available?
So my books are available at Page and Palette. They are actually as a fundraiser at the Eastern Shore Art Center, and they're also as a fundraiser for the Faro Public Library. So if you're going to the Champagne and Chocolate, they're going to be auctioning me off.
Lori. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's nice of you to give back.
So we're doing we're giving 10 books and walking tours for 10 people, and we're going to raise whatever we can raise for the library.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
By the way, shout out to our friends Buddy and Brian, who both brought food instead of me bringing everything.
Very nice.
We have shrimp and brownies, and we have croissant sandwiches and several other things. Some other folks brought food. So come by and see us at 9 North Church Street. We're a little off the beaten path, but it's definitely worth to come see our retro studios and enjoy First Friday Art Walk Open House here at WABF. Thank you, Alan.
Sweet. Thank you, Lori.
All right, y'all, come see us tonight. It would be nice if I had a